You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. I want to talk to you today about something that has gotten a lot of, not positive, I would say, I don't want to say negative, but it hasn't gotten a lot of love over the past few years. And that topic is the idea of drains. Whenever I tell you guys and girls that after the surgery, we're going to have to put a drain in, many of you feel like that's the worst thing that could happen, and you just have a really negative attitude to the idea that, oh my God, you're really going to have to use drains in this surgery. So there are a lot of reasons why people would not want, plastic surgeons, let's say, would not want to put a drain in. And we can go over those also. But today, one of the things I wanted to talk about is I wanted to shed some light and some love for drains. When we're talking about placing drains, what I want you to get the image of is that we're putting a very fine tube that'll sit either under the skin or in a pocket that's been created surgically. And the vast majority of the time, that drain is going to be used to suck out any fluid that would want to accumulate in that area. Now, again, sometimes in other types of surgeries where we're putting a drain in, it could be for different types of general surgeries or orthopedic surgeries or things like that. But in the realm of plastic surgery, one of the reasons why we love using drains is not only is the fluid that could be collecting in that area being sucked out, but, and the operative word here is sucked, the suction is also being used as a vacuum to create this internal closing down of this space that would require a lot of compression or other things to close it down physically. So just imagine a scenario, which happens all the time now. A lot of you that have had breast implants in for a long time have decided that you don't want them any longer. And it could be because over the years, you may have gained some new breast tissue because you had multiple pregnancies, or you gained maybe a little bit of weight, and some of the weight that you gained went to your breasts. And you decided that you no longer really need the breast implants that were giving you more volume at a certain point in your life. So when we go in to take those implants out, obviously, there is a space that has been occupied for, as many years as you've had them in there. And that space that's been occupied by the implant now needs to be closed down. Because once that space gets sealed shut or closed, or if you can imagine just that space being now glued down, you have healed. That space is now closed and everything's healed. So using just compression, meaning just, let's say, wrapping up your chest with an ACE wrap, obviously is a physical way to push down or squeeze down your breasts. But wouldn't it be fantastic if we were able to use this internal suction device that is not only sucking out any air or fluid that would want to accumulate there, but it's also literally sucking the tissues together so that it's creating this internal vacuum at the same time that you're compressing it from the outside. Doesn't it make sense that that would make things expedited, that it would make that empty space close up quicker? Obviously it will. And that's why when we as plastic surgeons like to use these drains, we're actually using them in a way to help us heal that area quicker. Now, again, it's a little bit of a pain because now you're going to have this tube that's being exited from your skin. It usually just gets clipped to whatever garment you're wearing. If it's a, let's say it's a tummy tuck, and we're trying to, after taking away a lot of fatty tissue and extra skin, again, if there's a space now that's been created there and we want to expedite this ability to close things down, we sometimes will put the drain in to make that happen as well. And that can be clipped to your abdominal binder. If we're doing it for your breast, it can be clipped to your bra or an ACE wrap. Now, there are some plastic surgeons that really like the idea of doing a special technique during, let's say, a tummy tuck, where they're actually sewing down the back end, the back, if you will, of the skin down to the muscle. And that works very well also. It doesn't seem to be the ideal situation for everyone. So if you're having a very, very small amount of liposuctioning and you have a very, very small amount of skin to remove for a tummy tuck, that type of a thing where we would call it a drainless abdominoplasty can definitely be employed. But for a lot of you that I've seen over the past 3 to 6 months, you've lost a tremendous amount of weight. And the skin and the extra fat that we've been taking off of you has been a lot more than some of these drainless abdominoplasties, I think, would be appropriate to say to use in that fashion. And that's why placing the drain is a better way of expediting closing that space off. Because you have to imagine, if you're that person that you can feel an extra amount of skin when you like bend over or you're sitting down, and then as you squeeze that skin, if it feels like, you know, there's some good fat still there, just imagine when we're doing this operation where we're going to liposuction that fat away and then create this incision where we can actually remove all that loose hanging skin. You could just imagine that inside, on top of your muscles now, there's this space that's going to be created from all of the work that we just did. Wouldn't it be great to be able to not only suck out any of the loose fluid that's still there? Wouldn't it be great to be able to use that vacuum concept to pull down that abdominal wall closer to your muscle so that overall we're closing that space off and it gives your body an ability to heal quicker? Because let's talk about when we're saying heal, your body's going to create collagen, and that collagen is going to take the form of what we could maybe consider scar tissue. So that as that surface glues against another surface, that's now a healed area. And it's very similar to like if you have a cut on your hand, now you have like an open area there. If you choose not to have sutures placed in it, which bring those two edges together quicker, let's say just allow time to heal that laceration. You know as well as I do, many times that laceration will heal fine, but there's a thicker scar that was created, right? Why did that happen? Well, usually that thicker scar was created because your body felt the need to try to bring those two surfaces that were separated from the cut together. And how did they do that? By forming collagen or scar tissue. And that's why you have that wedge of scar in between those two pieces of skin that were separated from the laceration. Well, conceptually, the reason why you would want to have sutures placed to bring those two edges together is that if you're telling the body, hey, these two edges that have just been lacerated or cut, we've just brought those two edges together. So if we're talking to your body, we're signaling your body to say, hey, you don't have to put down that much scar tissue because look what I did. I brought those two edges together. So the only thing you need to do now is to form a little bit of scar tissue and hopefully it'll be a fine paper line of scar because we used sutures to bring those edges together. That idea can be extrapolated into anything where we're talking about surgery where we're using sutures to bring surfaces together. Some sutures need to be removed and others are dissolvable. And we choose those sutures depending on how much time we as surgeons feel will be necessary for your body to heal that area with your own scar tissue. And once that's happened, the need for those sutures are no longer necessary. So that's why if they're removable sutures, we'll wait until we feel like the scar tissue has been created well enough and strong enough, and then we can take the stitches out. Or we'll choose dissolvable sutures or absorbable sutures, and we choose the ones depending on how long we feel those sutures need to be in place before they will be absorbed. This gives you a whole idea of why surgery is so fascinating and exciting because we get to use not only science, but we get to use our artistic abilities to create really wonderful results and to try to really help in the whole healing process that the body wants to do anyway, but we as surgeons can like expedite it or enhance it or help it along. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution, and I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be back with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.